a lot of politicians in Zambia have realized that Zambia is a country where the rule of law prevails, where if you break the law will visit you. What we can say is that Zambians in the political space, the politicians to be specific, have realized is in a hurry to develop and will not entertain politicians who try to cry foul each time they break the law willfully. That is what is happening in Zambia.
But Frank, the question a lot of people are asking is, the government is using the police and other state institutions to suppress any dissent, to stop including the former president from going to even jog or even have a rally today. Madam Kateke's Heritage, New Heritage Party was supposed to meet. It was disrupted by the police and what they called thugs from the UPND, the ruling party.
What we can say concerning the jogging of President Edgar Chagwalungu, the former president, under whom I served, is that no one stopped him from jogging. What the police advised was that as a public figure, when he's jogging on the public roads, he has to ensure that crowds don't gather, and I don't mean a lot of people, but the few people that would gather don't disrupt the smooth running of public life.
But how can he prevent that? He's just jogging or moving around. How can he prevent people from coming around him?
It is possible to prevent that. If you are going to jog in a public road that is usually crowded, that will happen. Here we are talking about politics, where somebody knows very well and is anticipating a certain reaction from society. It was such kind of reaction that started making members of the public complaining about the disruption of traffic, disruption of public life, which made the police advise the former president to be wary, to be conscious of such kind of situation. He was never stopped from jogging.
But here you have supporters of the Patriotic Front saying that the arrest of his wife, the former first lady, and his children on allegations of corruption. Of course, they have been released on bail, but some Zambians are saying this is political persecution one-on-one, and that since he came back to join active politics, they are targeting his family to weaken him and to cause him great discomfort. Is this what your party is doing?
To the contrary, the reason President Edgar Chagwalungu gave to get back into politics was that his family was being persecuted. So PF members cannot say today that because President Edgar Chagwalungu, the former president, has come back into politics, that's why his family members are being arrested. Because himself, President Lungu, said it, he's on record. I'm getting back into politics because I have to save the party that made me president, and because of the way I'm being treated in terms of the police going for my family.